I'm Graham Pascoe, and in the next couple of hours, or almost a couple of hours, I'll be presenting some melodies which I believe you'll enjoy. I'm going to begin with three hits from the 1950s, and after that, different times you'll hear recordings by The Temptations, The Supremes, by Jimmy Wakely and Margaret Whiting, a delightful duet, by Frank Sinatra and the Mike Sam Singers, and also from The Carpenters, and there'll be others.
Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
That was the Everly Brothers singing All I Have to Do is Dream, one of the many songs written for them by Budlow Bryant. It was a hit in Australia in 1958, as was this one.
Honey and love me all the time. sugar time.
Sugar time.
In Napoli, when love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
That's amore.
That's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. But you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore.
That's amore.
It was written by Harry Warren and Jack Brooks for a film called The Caddy. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were the stars of that film. The song was nominated for the Best Film Song of 1953, but that wasn't a successful nomination. Time to remember now a couple of birth anniversaries, but the contribution of the people I'm going to remember comes not via their recordings, but by their songwriting.
Tears flow like wine. She's a real sad
tomato. She's a busted Valentine. No, the mama done told her that a man is darned unkind. But then the guy got jilted, and her hopes arose once more. So she went to a beauty parlor and took facial by the score. And when he came to see her, she smiled the evening through. Till he said, girlfriend, get your money back. A gravel gurney is the name for you. And her tears flowed like wine. And her tears flowed like wine. She's a real sad red tomato. She's a busted Valentine. And she knows how her mama done told her that a man is darned unkind.
Ray McKinley sang And Her Tears Flowed Like Wine with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band, and that recording made during the Second World War. I play that one because it was written by a number of songwriters, including the pianist and bandleader Stan Kenton, and he was born this day in 1912, and on the same day, songwriter Saul Chaplin was born. Here's a tribute to Saul Chaplin.
Should we move towards the hip parade for the anniversary song?
The anniversary song?
Yeah.
That's just fine.
Oh, how we dance on the night. We were wed, we vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes.
Here as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms.
Two hearts gently beating, murmuring low.
Darling, I love.
Seemed to fade in blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on.
Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime,
we'd find that our love is unaltered by time.
If you saw the motion picture, The Jolson Story, you might remember that towards the end of the film, there was a splendid rendition, quite an emotional scene in which Al Jolson sang the anniversary song to a gathering and particularly sang it to his parents. Well, the song was written by Saul Chaplin, actually adapted from melody by John Ivanovici. And Jolson was a guest on Bing Crosby's radio show in 1947. Bing and Al Jolson had recordings which topped the Australian hit parades in 1947, featuring the anniversary song. And as I said, I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Saul Chaplin in 1912.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
My Girl, written by singer-songwriter Smokey Robinson and Ronald White, was sung by The Temptations. It's about 25 minutes past nine. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. Stop in the Name of Love, written by Brian and Eddie Holland and Lamont Dozier, sung by the Supremes, and that was a hit in Australia in 1965. Many of the songs which I include in my program were introduced or at least featured in motion pictures. Here's one of them.
One day I'll fly away, leave your love to yesterday. What more can your
One Day I'll Fly Away, a song written by Joe Sample and Will Jennings for the 2001 film Moulin Rouge. And you just heard Randy Crawford sing it. The next two songs were written many years before that, and they were both nominated for Academy Awards for the Best Film Song of their year. One of them was successful. I wonder if you could guess which one it was.
I guess to build a dream on my imagination. We'll drive for one kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. I guess to build a dream on. Yes. Give me a kiss before you leave me. My imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part. A kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, yes, I'll be with you. Oh, weaving romances. Yeah, that I may believe that true. Lend me your chops for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Yes. Give me what you alone can give. I can stop in the dream.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour.
Might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
Ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if
sir.
I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
But it's cold.
Louis Armstrong sang A Kiss to Build a Dream On, a song written by Burt Kalmar, Harry Ruby and Oscar Hammerstein II, was nominated for the Best Film Song of 1951. Louis Armstrong's record, a studio record, was a hit in Australia in 1952, as was a recording by the Sydney band of Les Welsh. The recording that we heard, of course, was by Louis singing in concert. As for Baby, It's Cold Outside, Frank Lesser wrote that one for Neptune's Daughter, a film starring Ricardo Montalban and Esther Williams. Gee, remember her? Now, that was the one that won the Oscar for 1949. Jimmy Wakely and Margaret Whiting sang it in the recording that you heard. Wayne King and his orchestra recorded Hokey Carmichael's composition Stardust in 1931. And across the Atlantic now, the next two recordings that you'll hear were made in London.
I'll follow my secret heart, my whole life through, and I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find a paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find love.
Follow My Secret Heart, written by Noel Coward for a stage production conversation piece in London, 1934. Frank Sinatra recorded it in 1962 in England with an orchestra conducted by Robert Farnon. And then Irving Berlin's song Remember, much recorded song, that was sung by the Mike Sam Singers, a London group. I played that one because today's anniversary of the birth of Mike Sams in 1928. It's also, well, yesterday actually, was the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Judith Juice Newton with Otha Young. She wrote this song for the Carpenters.
Early
Carpenters sang Sweet, Sweet Smile. The next two songs were written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart for a 1930 New York show called Simple Simon.
The world is lyrical because a miracle has brought my lover to me. Though he's some other place, his face I see. At night I creep in bed and never sleep in bed, but look above in the air, and to my greatest joy, my boy is there. It is my prince who walks into my dreams and talks. He dances overhead on the ceiling.
Dancing on the Ceiling. As I said, that was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart for a 1930 show called Simple Simon. It opened on Broadway in February of 1930. But that song had been written for the show, but it was dropped before the Broadway production. It was usual for Broadway musicals and perhaps other shows to have tryouts in other cities before they went to the Big Smoke and Broadway. And from time to time, songs that were written for shows didn't get to Broadway. Maybe they were used in another show, maybe not used at all. And that was one of them. I'll play another song which did get to Broadway, written for Simple Simon.